Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
It's game two of the series, the Giants and the Cardinals. Another warm day, not as warm as yesterday, but a great day for a ball game. I'm John Miller with Giants manager Gabe Kapler. And a move today. The Giants made a trade with the Houston Astros, and it's Mauricio Dubon who goes to Houston. Tell us about that trade and the player the Giants have acquired.
We acquired Michael Papirski. So let's start on Mauricio first. He's grown a ton in the last calendar year. He's really made himself a great all-around baseball player, one that we'll miss. And I told Mauricio as much when called him in and shared the news about the trade. It was tough because he's grown so much and he's improved so much as a teammate and as a player. Michael is a good defensive catcher. He's got some nice framing skills. He's known as a good teammate and he's a good all-around offensive performer in that he sees pitches and he works counts and he's selectively aggressive, all characteristics that we appreciate in our offensive profiles with the Giants.
So, Mauricio Dubon, now he was a Giants option in center field as a right-handed hitter. Donovan Walton, a left-handed hitter and an infielder, takes over for him on the roster today. What about that role that Dubon had filled? Who fills that?
Walton fills it for right now. I mean, he's a guy that can play all three positions on the dirt. We've got a lot of outfield coverage, so we're good there. Walton gives us the platoon advantage against a right-handed pitcher. Like today, the majority of our lineup is left-handed hitting, which is nice. And, I think he fits in nicely with our group, both in the clubhouse and on the field as an offensive performer and in our lineup.
And Walton is a guy that has had that propensity for being very particular about the strike zone and very discerning in terms of the strike zone, a trait the Giants really seem to value.
We value that trait, and particularly when we have a lineup full of those types of players. It can make it really difficult on the pitcher because you don't get a break, right? You're never going to have that guy that's going to be chasing out of the zone. We're going to force you to get in the zone. And sometimes, even when you're in the zone, we're not going to swing the bat until we get to one or two strikes. And the reason that's valuable is because it forces you to go through more pitches in a game, hopefully get a starting pitcher out of there and get into another team's bullpen. Now, we're not going to do that at the expense of aggressiveness. We're still going to attack when the pitch is in the strike zone, and these are things that Donnie has done well in his career.
Now, last night's game is a case in point. You got a guy out there throwing 101 mile an hour fastballs and whatnot. Really tough to hit. It's a struggle for everybody, and yet the Giants were able to build up his pitch count and got a lot of base runners due to maybe not the wildness, but just because the Giants were discerning at the plate.
Right, and I think that's the net result of good swing decisions is we get base runners on via the walk, and then we're waiting for one person to put a good swing on the ball like Yastrzemski did and that ball that he hit to left center field or the home run that Kurt Casale hit that gives us a chance to have a big inning.
The Giants and the Cardinals, it's game two of the series. More Cap after this. Now more Cap. Giants-Cardinals, game two of the series. And last night, you still had Evan Longoria available in a big spot. The Giants with a chance to break the game open, and he came up and broke the game open for you with a move that could not be countered by the opposing manager. How was it that Longoria was still there, that you had that chance to make that move? Because earlier in the game, you left the left-handed hitting Gonzalez in the game when you could have pinch hit for him?
A lot of times that's about what happens with the next couple of hitters and do they have a counter move up in the bullpen. And so if we have a left-handed hitter at the plate, we have a right-handed hitter ready, and that right-handed hitter we feel good about. If that they're going to just bring a tough righty in to face that guy, we may not make the move. Now, there are some times that we want them to make the move if it gets a better matchup for the next hitter. So by way of example, we had Lamont Wade Jr. and Brandon Belt hitting back-to-back. We knew that they had a right-handed hitter, or excuse me, a right-handed pitcher up in the bullpen in case we pinch hit for Lamont Wade Jr., but there was only one out. That meant that Brandon Belt was certainly going to come up to the plate with the platoon advantage and likely with runners on base. So a lot of it depends on how many times we can get the platoon advantage in the inning, what the game state is, do we have the chance to break the game open, how important is that at bat. Take all of those things into consideration and then make the best move for the Giants.
Here we go, the Giants and the Cardinals, game two of the series. The Giants having won six in a row. And that's the Gabe Kapler Show for today.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.